Hello.
Hello, ma'am. My name is Carlos, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service. And we'd just like to ask you a few questions about issues that are affecting your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in the state of, I'm sorry, in the state of Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And does anyone in your household work for any media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably 50-50, or you will not vote?
Will.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you,
Yes,
ma'am.
definitely.
And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
85.
Thank you, ma'am, and it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American?
White.
Thank you. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Probably independent.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you lean towards anybody, like the Republicans or
No.
the Democrats? No? Okay. Now, thinking about that direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied, deeply.
Thank you. Barry, should I recall that as your answer? Very dissatisfied?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you real quick the list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress most focused on. For each, ma'am, can you please rate on the scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you personally to have them focus on? Use a 10 if it's the most important and a 0 if it's not important at all, from 0 to 10. The issue...
What is the issue? Oh.
I'm going to read it right now. The issue of funding for mental health services from 0 to 10. What number?
5.
And the issue of raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations. What number?
10.
Thank you. And cracking down on illegal drugs. What number?
Cracking down on what kind?
Illegal drugs.
Oh, illegal jobs?
Yes, ma'am.
You mean like prostitution or
no, illegal drugs
cars
like fentanyl.
Those are all illegal.
Yeah, but the drugs like fentanyl, cocaine, and all that.
Oh, illegal drugs, not
illegal.
Jobs.
No, I'm sorry, buddy. Illegal drugs. I'm sorry, my accent gets in the way. But what's the number, ma'am, on the issue of cracking down on illegal drugs from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. And protecting democracy and our voting rights from 0 to 10?
10.
And improving K-12 education. What number?
9.
And protecting abortion rights.
10.
And fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. What number?
7.
And lowering rent?
5.
Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number again, from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. And if you have no opinion or never heard the person or organization, please say so. Here's the first one. Lori Chavez Derrimere, from 0 to 100.
Never heard of the person.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
Zero.
Okay. And Republicans in Congress?
50.
Okay. And Dina Kozak, or Kozak, from 0 to 100. Recognize the name?
No.
Okay. And Janelle Bynum? that ring a bell?
No.
Okay. And McDonald's, the corporation, how do you feel about them from 0 to 100?
McDonald's?
Yes, ma'am.
Don't know them.
No, but you never gone to McDonald's to eat a burger? How do you feel about the whole organization?
Oh, the Golden Arches.
Yes.
Oh, how do I feel about them?
Yeah, how warm
good
and favorable.
Good when I'm hungry.
Nah, those nuggets are good sometimes. But for 0 to 100, how do you feel about them? What numbers?
Favorable.
So what number? 80, 50?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, 50.
Okay, thank
I'm
you.
I'm not that crazy about him.
How about Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
You heard he quit running.
Yeah, I just heard the news this morning. Yes.
Yeah. So how do I feel about him?
Yeah, how warm and favorable from 0 to 100?
Oh, 80.
Okay. And J.D. Vance from 0 to 100?
He's the one that's running for the vice presidency with Trump.
They just showed that on the news. Yes, ma'am. Well, how warm and favorable you feel towards him from J.D. Vance from 0 to 100. Okay. And
zero.
Kamala Harris?
Well, I give her probably a 70.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress in general, to the best of your knowledge?
Well, they ought to learn something. I'd say... I feel 70% favorable 70. To them.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for the independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Republican Donald Trump, if you have to decide today?
Oh, Kamala.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Derrimer?
Democrat.
Thank you, Janelle. Even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez Derrimer now, but what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support
Chavez?
Don't
know her.
I understand.
Yeah, I don't know her. Yeah.
A small chance, a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Not a chance at all.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Oh, totally approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Oh, totally approve. Yes.
Strongly. Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Derrimer is handling her job as your member of Congress? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove? She's your congresswoman right now. Do you approve of this?
Don't even know.
Okay.
I haven't said anything. She must not be in my district.
Understood. But do you approve or disapprove of the job she's doing until now?
Oh, I guess I approve.
Approve somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And there is no right or wrong answers, and you don't feel like sharing your opinion, you let me know, okay? I do appreciate your patience. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I want you to read a little bit more information about the two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez Derrimer. Now, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community, a working mother and local business owner. She's living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she's running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure the hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Not the second running. As a mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Derrimer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old device politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Anything you're going to hear during the campaign, you know. Sometimes, over the course of the survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you once again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Derrimer? Or if you're undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you real quick a few statements that some people
made. Since you mentioned that she is a mayor of Happy Valley,
yes,
that means she's not in our district at all. I don't know her at all. I couldn't vote for her one way or another.
Thank you for letting me know, ma'am, and I appreciate your patience and sharing your opinion. Now, real quick, a few statements some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. This day, we'll be talking to you about Janelle Bynum. Can you please reach his statement on the scale from 0 to 10? Where 10 means that statement is very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, and 5 means that it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Janelle Bynum, here's, yes, ma'am?
2.
Okay, I'm going to read it real quick. Janelle Bynum, here's politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of 4 and local business owner, she's facing the same struggles we are. Her children cannot afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't cutting it, and that's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. Now, how convincing is that statement for you to support her from 0 to 10?
Hmm. 5.
Okay. Somewhat convincing. And now, Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never weary on this issue. After Roe v. Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women had the same rights they did when Roe was still a law. In Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban. For 0 to 10, how convincing?
9.
Thank you. Now, Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat, and it doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games, and she's going to Washington to change his ways because he's no longer serving us. And she's done what she's done in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets. From 0 to 10, how convincing?
Oh, 5.
Okay. And Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and their bipartisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and thought it had good intentions. But she has seen how distrustful it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fix it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans and sailing to recriminalize drugs. Janelle always put solutions over politics. For 0 to 10, what number?
7.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. We're almost done. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. And let me ask you once again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Derrimer?
Probably go Democrat.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you real quick some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez Derrimer. Can you please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Derrimer for Congress? I know you're not supporting her, but let's for the sake of the research, okay? The concerns or the statement that I'm going to read, is that going to make a great deal of doubt, quite a bit, just in what, or not at all? Now, Lori Chavez Derrimer is out of touch, is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayers foot the bill, from limos to luxury trips to golf. She spends her time in her multi-million-dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C. while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Lurie is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make it to their next paycheck. Is that concern or raise any doubts about supporting her? Not at all, just some, quite a bit, a great deal.
And who wrote that statement?
Yeah, well, those are things that you're going to hear during the campaign, you know. These are things that be taken, during the campaign process. Yeah, ma'am. But if you hear this, will that raise doubts about you supporting her? Not at all. Just some, quite a bit, or a great deal?
It raises doubts, so I probably wouldn't support her.
Okay, some doubts?
I don't believe what they write in those things.
No, I know. And then I'm sure you're going to do your own research. You know what I mean? You're going to do your own research. But is that statement would create some doubts? Not at all? Quite a bit or a great deal?
Create some doubts.
Some doubts, okay. Now, Larissa is Dairy Mayor, sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record showed that she's no different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, and then got to Washington and towed the party line. Does that make any raise doubts in order to support her? Not at all, just some, quite a bit, a great deal.
Raise doubts.
Okay. Now, I'm going to reach you. I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Janelle Bynum?
Neither one. They aren't in my district.
Okay. Should I record undecided or other?
Other.
Other, okay, thank you, ma'am. Even though you say you're undecided, and I know because they're not in the district, but you lean towards any of them?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And the last few questions, just for a statistical purpose only, what's the last year of school and day you have completed? High school, some college graduate, postgraduate?
Postgraduate.
Thank you. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Married.
Okay. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
Not at 85.
Are you, as any member of your household, a member of a union or employee association? Yes or no?
No.
And then in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Do you recall?
Yes, Joe Biden.
Mr. Biden, okay. Thank you very much for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. It's been a pleasure talking to you, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, ma'am.
I don't envy your job at all.
No, it's kind of tough, but somebody got to do it. No, thank
all
you,
right.
Ma'am. Bye-bye.
Good luck.